With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we are.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Gabriel Gittins. It's not really my middle name, but it is today. It is today. I'm walking down a lovely little disused railway track. wish it was a used one, mate. You might get fucking knocked over. It's off. Jesus Christ. And it's a lovely September, end of September, lovely. It's about 20 degrees. It's absolutely crazy, isn't it, planet Earth? And I'm recording the intro to the new episode, and thanks for downloading. Welcome. If you're a new listener, welcome. Nice to have you on board. There's a fair few episodes for you to trawl through, if you've got a spare minute or two. But this is boring. Anyway. What's this? Let's play a game. What's this? What do you reckon that was? What do you reckon that was? That was me shaking a tree branch on that. This is rubbish. Please don't turn off. So anyway, this episode is a kind of a special one. We recorded a live show back in May, I think, and I got someone out of the audience to be the guest. Turned out to be a wonderful man called Mike Malloy, and so it's me, David, Mike Malloy. No Charles Robot, he was on holiday in Malta. So it's me, David, Mike Malloy, chewing the fat, throwing David some questions, and I hope you enjoy. I think it's a fun one. I think David's on top form as per. There's that. So listen to that and enjoy yourself. If you like the show, then please can you go and rate it and leave comments on iTunes. And apparently it does help the show. It does help the show. So if you can do that, that would be amazing. Just say, oh, it's brilliant. Really enjoyed it. Rate it 5 stars. If you don't like the show, stay away from iTunes, please. But nice to have you as a listener. I'm running out of breath. I walked about 150 yards. I'm running out of breath. I'm definitely going to have a heart attack by the age of 54. Definitely. So make the most of these podcasts while they're about. Anything to tell you quickly? I'm taking my show to the Aberystwyth Comedy Festival on October the 6th, I think. Aberystwyth Comedy Festival. And it's probably the last time I'm going to do it. Thank God for that. Why don't you piss off? Who are you? Anyway, so if you're around the Aberystwyth area, I mean, I can't imagine there are many people are, but if you are, I'm doing a show there if you want to watch it. And then, my God, I'm trying to knock stand-up on the head forever. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. But, anything else? Oh, if you want to support the show, go to Patreon. And look up Brian Gittins and Friends, and the community is growing beautifully there. I did a little special mini podcast. It wasn't special, just did a little mini podcast yesterday. Put it out and we played a little sound effect game, much like that branch one, actually. So if you want a bit more of that, or if you want to see videos of the podcast, or extra 20 minutes of the podcast, or normally put all sorts of stuff, little secret news and whatnot, then come along and pledge. You can pledge But 80p starts about 80. I mean, what's 80p? It's basically a, it's a bounty, isn't it? They're like, there's a bloke riding behind me on a bike, so I'm going to put the mic down, and then you'll be able to hear his bike. Right, I'll keep going. Okay, bye bye. Did you hear that? Did you hear the bike? Did you hear the bike go by? The bicycle? Hello everybody and welcome to the Brian and Gittins and Friends podcast. And David, what episode are we on at the moment? What episode are we on?
43.
And are you...
Big one.
And are you sure about that? Are you sure on 43?
I'm absolutely sure. I've done the research.
Have you? 43. Have you done the research?
I have. I've scrolled through the web page.
No, you haven't.
I haven't exactly, no. But that's a bit of a lie, which isn't a good way to start any podcast. But right. It is, I think, I'm pretty confident it's 43.
Okay. This episode, let's give you a nickname. You're going to be the Blonde. What nickname should we give him? The Blonde... The Blonde Brown Top Man.
Why not? It rolls off the tongue.
That's not bad, is it? The Blonde Brown Top Man.
Yes, the Blonde Brown Top Man. .com. Visit my website.
Yeah, so you're the Blonde Brown Top Man. Everyone listening at home, wherever you're listening to us, maybe you're jogging or listening in the bath. Or where do people listen to the pod? Have you ever heard the podcast, sir? Oh, for God's sake. No? All right.
Well, you're on it now, which is better than listening
you're on it. You're on it.
Of it.
So wherever you're listening podcast, this episode, we're doing it live at Sticky Mike's in Brighton. Wow. Wowzers. Oh. And our special guest this episode... is none other than audience member...
Mick Malloy.
Oh, lovely name.
Mick Malloy.
Lovely name.
Do you know, it's lovely having you on board, Mick.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
No, well, I didn't invite you, but well, I suppose I did invite you. In the last 5 minutes, I've invited you. So can you tell us a little bit... what's your first impressions of Mick Malloy, David?
Very manly, lots of testosterone, good body language... Absolutely. No, I didn't notice your beard up, but now you've pointed to it. I think it's got a nice element. Pulling off the denims nicely. Nice.
Is it beer? Is
drink.
It beer?
What? Laziness as well.
What the boy? What are beer guts? What are they? Is it just gas or is it? Into the mic, mate. Bit of a professionalism.
Just it's laziness, isn't it? I mean, that's why you get fat. I mean, I know why I'm fat. It's just you just get lazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what it's like, don't you? And sort of.
I'm
like you with the women. I have to rely on my personality. You know
I can relate to that. Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's something I can relate to. You know, we haven't got those George Clooney looks. So it's about eye contact, anecdotes, humour.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring those together.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got to basically, you know, tantalise them with a wonderful mind.
Exactly, Dave. You know, a bit of kindness and a lot of money, and you can't go far wrong.
I haven't got the money, but I've got a lot of the kindness.
Well, a bit of each, you know, hopefully.
Bit of each, yeah. Yes.
Okay, absolutely. So this.
Vital. It's good. There's a lot of wisdom going to come this way.
Well, yeah. Possibly.
A lot of wisdom.
In this episode, we're in a hospital.
Oh right, yes.
Yes, we're in a hospital. We're in a hospital. That's the location. And you're in a hospital bed, David. Obviously, we can see you there lying down in a hospital bed. So act the part, David.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So David's lying on the hospital bed, and you're going in for a serious operation. What's the problem with you?
I have a third nipple, which I do have.
Not that, though, because that's...
Yeah, no, go get rid of that. Quite right. I have been in a horrific accident, unfortunately.
Car accident?
Sorry?
You heard?
Car accident. I went over the... it was a mother. Nothing wrong with mothers, but she was in a people's carrier. And a large family. They wouldn't shut up. Too much M&M's, sugar rush, it happens. And I went bang over the bonnet, head first, into a bush. And I have not two, but.
And what was in the bush? What impaled you? What was that thing in the bush?
Lots of brambles.
Yeah, but that metal thing.
That metal thing was a large. Basically, it was very small. It was a plastic fork that you'd use to eat chips. But it went in one of my arteries, and the blood just went everywhere. Which had.
He's laughing.
He loves himself. It. There you go.
Yeah, Mike Malloy's laughing at your injuries.
And the blood covered the people's carrier and the children inside it. So
right.
It really was. Sorry.
I didn't say.
Yeah. And it was quite horrific.
So, what operation are you going in for?
Well, alongside that, I had two slip discs. Sure. Sorry, and a lot of lost blood.
Right.
From the actual artery that the chip fork went into, that I kind of fell onto, basically.
Okay, what Mike, you're looking at him lying in bed there. What can you see?
Well, I mean, there's obviously a lot of blood, you know. I mean, you obviously need some initial examination. What I'm really concerned about is his chip fork, Dave. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, don't these chip shops realise the damage that can inflict on people?
That's a great question, Mike.
Well, I mean, you know, surely there's got to be legislation, surely, Dave, haven't there?
Well, what do you say to that? What do you say to that?
I totally agree, because what's wrong with... I really think he's got a valid point there.
Thought you would.
He's got a valid point. I mean, you know, eat chips with your bloody fingers, for God's sake. You know, it's the holidays. Just eat them. That'll get some chopsticks,
Dave,
maybe.
The old way's the best way, surely. You know, I mean, what sort of nanny state are we living in now when you need chip forks? And I think that just agree with the sort of carnage that it can inflict on a human being.
It really
has. 1 minute you're eating your chips, next thing you know, you've got multiple contusions, you're on a hospital bed, seriously. I mean, look at the misery, just that inability to hold a chip in your hand, it's caused. It's ridiculous.
It's ruined my whole week.
You've met your match.
Riley, and he's filling me with wisdom. Do you know, all I can do is sit and bloody agree. It's like John Major's entered the room. It really is. Just fully, you know, it really has got something to say for himself.
Have you ever had a bad operation, Mike?
No. I've been very fortunate. You know, since...
I reckon you've got one coming.
Since they let me out of the unit, you know, there's been no...
Let you out of the unit?
Yeah, there's been no problem since, and there's no...
What unit? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. It's very private.
Are you being genuine, or are you just being...
What's that?
Are you being genuine? Have you been let out of a unit? What are you talking about?
I don't know, it's just, you know, we've all been to units, don't worry about it. It's private, Dave. You know, you've got some private thoughts.
Oh, lots of private thoughts.
Okie dokie.
Private thoughts.
Okay, so the first question of the podcast, David, and this is from me, and it's what's your favourite thing about one of your grandparents?
One of them caused a lot of problems within the family, so it sounds terrible, but when they passed away, it was a bit of a relief. That was just one of them, and that's quite a negative thing to say, but they caused a lot of friction.
How?
Leave it there.
You'll leave it there?
You don't have to talk about it.
The
door. I can open the door type of thing. It was lots to do with an inheritance, money. He had a lot of money, and he met a young wife in Thailand sort of thing, and... basically gave all the money to her.
Right.
And that created a very sour moment, basically, within the family. You know, you're enjoying it. There you go. That's the main thing. Someone's getting something out of it, which is key. I think that's really important, you know. I hear a little laughter in the background, and that 100 grand, who cares? Someone's got some laughter out of it, which is
take out the fucking
stand. I will.
Stand.
Sorry, you're quite right. Like, yes. Like you're doing right there.
Thank you. Yeah. So, I'm not sure that was a question I asked, though.
It wasn't a positive thing.
But you got it off your chest.
I did get it off my chest. It was therapeutic, but it didn't really answer your question.
What was your favourite thing about one of your grandparents?
One of my favourite things. So that was a grandfather. Grandmother, I think I loved her World War II anecdotes. Really loved them. There was one about whereby the Germans had dropped their bombs on the canteen she worked at with the RAF, and someone pointed to her once the Nazis had left, and there was a massive piece of shrapnel hovering above her head. And there you are again. Does that laugh exist? Is it reality? Is it just in my head? I don't quite know, but... It's my imagination. There you go. God, I need medication. If it's your imagination, they rhyme together. And it was hovering about her, not me, her, the shrapnel. And she said she was just a cat's hair away from death. And I thought, bloody hell, I love those WWE.
Yeah, another one. There, we thought we'd get another one there.
You just love homicides, don't you? That's just get involved with them. Just write it in Google and press return, see what pops up. You'll be amazed. You'll be just lost in hysteria. But yes, I loved her World War II anecdotes, basically being very near to her demise.
What was her name?
Her name was Rose.
Well, do you think you could sing a little song in memory of Rose?
I'd love to, absolutely. I think the two and two go hand in hand, they really do. Rose, you rose to the challenge of the Nazi baits. You rose into the heavens, and I salute you as you pass through the gates.
Wow, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Well, thank God.
That's not bad at all.
Thank you, thank you.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah, I think her, she inspires me.
Oh, that's lovely. What do you make of that, Mike?
I thought it was very heartfelt, Dave. I felt like
thank
I was transported
you.
To another place there. And
that's what stories are all about.
It's very, the way you conveyed it, it was very. I felt, you know, strong empathy with that as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a lovely review. Thank you.
Yeah. Are your grandparents still alive? Or?
No, they're both dead, obviously. You know what I mean?
Are we pointing over there, or are they in the corner?
They're both dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Both sets are both dead. You know?
Both sets are gone.
Yeah, they're
okay.
All gone. Like, I haven't got a set at all.
Now. No.
I've got to make up a set if I wanted one.
No. You know?
But, well, they have their time and move on, don't
I've
they?
I've got memories, you know. Memories,
yeah, yeah.
Memories, you know.
Important to cherish memories.
I think so. It keeps them alive almost, Dave, doesn't it? Almost.
Oh, it does. If the memories were gone, they'd be literally dead. You wouldn't know they existed.
Well, I think you're
quite
right.
Quite philosophical.
Right. Yeah. They're still in here and in here. I mean, that's the most important thing.
That's
yeah.
the only thing that keeps any human going, isn't
well,
it?
I think so.
Would you like David to sing a song about one of your grandparents?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, can you give us one?
Well, my East End Nan, Ada.
Ada. So, obviously, you know...
East End, Ada.
Be respectful.
I will be respectful, definitely. Absolutely.
Hackney, East Ends and Borders, you know the type, you know, that kind of, you know, that, you know. Used to wear a little penny.
Actually, we could do a little bit of a Banderman thing here, so if you give him a couple of things that he could sing about.
Yeah, okay.
So, Ada, what does she like doing?
She liked, I remember her, because obviously she had a huge family, you know, Second World War and all that.
I'm loving her already. She sounds...
Peel potatoes when I was about, in 1969, when I was about five.
Okay, so she peeled potatoes and she was a right goer. So,
she was a goer, goodness me.
Definitely was.
Okay, here we go, Ada.
Ada.
It's exactly the same. Sorry, change it. Let's step to a hip. Come on, let's have a hip hop beat. We're going to throw a hip hop beat underneath this.
Okay.
Let's have an Ada rap. Hip-hop.
Here we go. Hanging out in the east.
No. No, come on, let's have a hip hop beat. We've got a hip hop beat.
What is sort of hip hop? Sort of chicken.
Yeah.
Here we go. Peeling potatoes in the street. Hanging out, trying to be sweet. Cutting away into the cone of the potato. Ada's here, trying to keep it up tempo.
Whoa! Keep going. Believe in yourself. Fly, you're in the zone.
I'm in the zone. She's filled with joy. She turns heads with the men. She sits on their laps and gives them a peck on the chin.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Slices and dices those potatoes into chips. Hands them around like she's a...
That'll do. Round of applause. That's for your nan. That was your nan. Yeah.
I was welling up. Thank you. No, thank you for that.
Absolutely welling up. Have we got a question from the audience for David? Has anyone got a question for David? Yes. Sir. Yeah.
Easy, very, very important one. Indiana Jones. It goes without saying. And
well, it doesn't at all.
Bit of laugh there. You'll see why. Though there's a serious point to this, which is that, you know, a man of adventure. You know, I enjoy action, adventure, all those different things.
What do you mean when you say that? Because I don't think you. I genuinely don't think you do much.
Well, you know, there's the old paintball weekend every now and then. A bit of, you know.
When was the last time you went paintballing?
Quest. The last stag do I went to.
When was that?
3 years ago, something in that. I can't think. It was an intense day, though. It was, yeah, you know, 8 to 9 hours out there on the field, dodging paint and whatnot.
Yeah, so.
Because it's quite expensive. It's about, you know, a good 40 quid. Okay. So I couldn't do that continually.
All right, so, yeah.
And then you've got Laser Quest here, haven't you? Just in the other streets. You know, I went there once. It's more and more uncomfortable the older you get. You're just surrounded by children in a darkened room with, like, mists and fog, which isn't ideal. So I'd sort of knock that on the head type of thing. But I do like action-adventure if it's available to me, you know. You know, I live in West Sussex, not Beirut, so there's only a certain amount.
But you identified yourself with...
with Indiana Jones.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's more aspirational.
Oh, okay.
Than actually, do I see myself as a man wandering around with a whip, you know, sort of kissing women and karate chopping other men type of thing, of a German background? I don't, you know, right, literally day to day don't actually see that, but that's something I'd aspire to.
Yeah.
But also, there's the educational side of him. He's a teacher. He helps the youth, and you know, I try to help the youth at times as a little teacher figure. So there's an aspect there. There's
Isn't it? Have you ever had a pupil in your class write "I love you" on their eyelids?
No, never, never had that one.
No,
absolutely.
No.
You've got
have
to
you
keep
ever
a clear line
come
in the
on
sand.
To you, David? Have you ever had a pupil come on to you?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, no. It's never happened. I never.
So what would you do if like a 17 or 18 year old came on to you?
You just got to say absolutely no.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
No, absolutely no.
No, would you say no?
God, good God, yeah. Definitely, it'd just be like, I'd be...
Talk to me
oh,
like
no,
that.
No, 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 not at all, not at all. You'd be hunted and maimed down.
By who
modern
would?
Society don't respect that type of thing anymore.
What, an 18-year-old? That's all right.
No, God, grief, no. You'd have the dads on top of you like anything. They'd pull up in their Volvo and they'd drag each other side of the car park and they'd whip you with their belt. It'd get nasty. Literally, it would, you know...
Really?
Yes, it would. It would not be good. It would not be ideal. It'd be like... I'd have to be looking over my shoulder for the rest of my life, that sort of situation.
Right.
It would be... it's one to avoid. You've got to basically hit pause on the old libido when you're hanging out with people of a certain age. It really is. It's just wisdom there for you. If you want to take away anything...
But 18's all right, isn't it?
Still not ideal, no.
Why?
It's because you've got the government law and then you've got the law of the streets. And... the street ain't happy with that. Really not.
You've thought about this, haven't
I
you?
I certainly have. I've done the maths. And there's no loopholes. If you put your head through that loophole, it'll become a noose very quickly. Believe me, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. You know, I'm sure heroin's fun and very Moorish, but you just don't go down that alley. You really don't. It's, you know, if anyone's thinking about it...
Okay, David, so not at all. We're going to wheel you. Mike's going to wheel you to the operating theatre.
Oh, please do, Mike.
Yeah, so Mike's wheeling you down the corridor. How are you feeling at this point? You're going
very nervous. I'm glad to have more blood in my body.
What are they actually going to... What are they going to do to you?
I have 2 slip discs, so they'll have to unslip those and put them back, like plates in a pile or whatever they are. I never thought what my discs looked like. But they'll pop those in for me, which will be nice. And pump new blood into me and sew my leg up from the chip fork.
Okay, so we're just moving our way into the operating theatre now. Thanks for doing that, Mike. Appreciate that.
It's very good of you. Thank you. Didn't have to. You know, there was...
There we go. So we place you into the centre of the room.
Lovely.
Are you feeling all right?
A bit nervous, but don't like the idea of being put to sleep with an injection.
So the big news is me and Mike are going to be working on you. Unfortunately.
As in operation?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. No, I'm sure you've got a can-do attitude. You're both very positive and...
Well, Mike, how many drinks you had already, Mike?
Well, I've had a few drinks and also we've got a golf match about 3 hours after the, you know...
So we've got to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for finding time in your busy schedule to sort this out.
Mike, have you got a question for David? Have you got a question? Anything you want to throw at him?
Yeah, I mean, you know... Dave, I mean, obviously this podcast marks at the end of a special era, right? So I was just thinking that, you know, obviously one person's leaving, and who do you think should take over?
Not sure anyone's with you on this.
He's vacating. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No, go on, carry on.
Well, just thinking about who do you think the new man should be? When the Gittins era is over, who's big enough to fill his shoes? I've got an idea myself, but.
What, because there's going to be no more Gittins after this
exactly,
sort of thing?
Exactly. I mean, who's you know, we've got some Gittins lookalikes in the audience. Yep. I mean, I think it's the end of the Gittins era,
well,
to some extent.
Fortunately, you know, Brian's, you know, it's not Sean Connery. We can't just get someone else in to be Brian Gittins type of thing. So I think it's just going to be a case of it just come to an end. RIP, the end of this.
Why don't you run a night here?
I don't know.
That's very kind of you.
I just don't think the dynamics would work the other way around.
I think they would work.
And I don't think I'd better get the axe.
I think you're really lazy.
I think there might be a little element of that.
Is that one of the main reasons you can't be fucked?
I think
Which is totally fine.
No, not at all. I think I can be, you know, fucked type of thing. I think I can get him. I can, you know, roll my sleeves up and, you know, start putting numbers into a phone type of thing. But I think doing the maths, I don't think it would be, you know, you're very much the icing on the cake type of thing. And I'm just one of the cherries on top type of thing. I'm aware of the reality. Yeah, I guess so.
Cherry on the top, cherry he calls himself.
Yeah, maybe one of the currants in the middle then.
One of the currants in
one
the
One of the currants, in the, one of the raisins. Maybe I need to start smaller, a bit of busking on the streets before actually, you know.
So who's your idea for?
Well, I'm
David.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was leading to.
Well, there you go.
I see you more as a kind of Victoria Sponge. I see you as a kind of filling.
Oh, it's very nice. I put it on my CV, Victoria Sponge. Yeah.
Mike Malloy, Victoria Sponge.
Yes,
Mike
definitely.
Malloy. Put that on the poster. Here's another question. Mike's getting his scalpel out. You're getting your scalpel out there. That's it. Got his scalpel out.
Cut away.
Here's a question for you. Using one word, how would you describe your family?
We look similar.
Using one word. How would you describe your family?
One word would be similar. You know, you know, it's a case of
similar.
I'd say, you know, and also, you know. Yeah, there are more like me, believe it or not. Evolution, absolutely. The whole litter of us were produced. We've all gone off in different directions, different worlds. It's like parallel universes, you know. Oh, that's not nice to know. It's very much got love also.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Came out of the blue, that.
Well, that's the binding force that brings us together sort of once a year every Christmas if we're scheduled and organised.
So love. Love and similar.
Love and similar.
That's nice.
Different types of love, but similar. Similar minds, different minds, but similar bodies.
Okay, so I'm currently taking your trousers off, David.
Oh, goodness. Okay, yeah, no, you're a doctor. There you go.
Well, I'm not.
That's true, yes. I'm a bit problematic,
I'm really not. And Mike's passing the scalpel to me. Thank you for that, Mike. Scalpel. Thank you. And I'm just making an incision.
Whereabouts in the...
Did you not feel any of that? Are you acting? Are you going to act for the podcast?
Yeah. Ow!
Okay.
Where's that going, Brian? Watch where you're putting that.
There we go. And so on and so forth. So I've got another question for you, David. This is from someone on the internet. Mr. Simon Foster!
That rings a bell as a name, I think.
Okay. If you had to French kiss an animal, which one would you choose?
First of all, that wouldn't be ideal at all.
Actually, you've already answered this, haven't you? Wasn't it the laughing cow?
I think the laughing cow was something else, but I did remember having good memories about the laughing cow. I remember that being a
right.
positive thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know...
But wait, okay, which animal would you, if you had to?
If I had to, it would obviously be an animal with a large tongue. If you could just think it logistically, because obviously there's not going to be any sexual attraction with me and this creature. I hope not, anyway. That would be very worrying. Halfway through the embrace, I suddenly opened a new erotic doorway. It'd be
quite horrific. So it'd be something like a Labrador or a Bulldog, something that had a decent purchase that I could lean and hold on to.
Would it really? Would it be a Labrador?
I think something like that. Something.
Would it?
I think Labradors are well-natured. They've got a good personality. They have a large tongue. When you tell them to sit and stay, they will do. They'll keep to a command.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I was kneeling down, I think I'd be the height of a Labrador, basically. So I think mathematically it makes sense. Romantically it doesn't, but mathematically it makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
You know, yeah. So it's as simple as that.
How much money would you need to...
Oh, what? To
finger a dog's bum. Finger a Labrador's bum. How much money would you need? Because I've got a lot on me. How much would you need?
It would need to be, you know, sort of a mortgage. I need to, like...
Mark the vet's in. Is it all right to talk about this, Mark? Cool.
So I would...
Have you met any people that have done that to dogs and that? No, stuck their finger up their bottom. Well, I know you do. Okay,
goodness,
could you repeat
me.
That for the listeners at home?
Empty a dog's anal
glands. Not the whole fucking...
empty...
What was the whole thing that Mark said? Are you not listening?
Oh, I've got listeners to the whole thing.
Well, what did he say
you,
then?
You helped a woman finger a dog. For medical reasons, and then helped this woman, this client, empty his anal chute. I can imagine an elderly canine that just needs some help. Yeah, in the middle of a walk type of thing.
Have you ever come across any people, Mark, that have done naughty things to animals? Right. Okay, this is... Okay, we're going to have an extended podcast now. There's been damage. You've got to keep telling the audience at home what Mark's saying.
Unfortunately, some people feel love towards an animal in an inappropriate way and have damaged them. It's nasty love.
Really?
It's not good love.
Really? Typical, yeah.
Goodness me. Goodness me. It's shocking stuff, really, isn't it? It really is. You know, yeah. Man's best friend betrayed.
Yeah.
Quite horrific. Which country? So it's not for me to ask questions. But...
Have a guess.
Turkey? Really was. Nothing against anyone from Turkey. I just pointed at a map. It really was. Nothing.
Have we got any? We got any Turks in the audience tonight?
If there is nothing personal whatsoever, I could have just been close-eyed, just pointing at an atlas. You know what I mean? It really was. You know.
Was it Turkey, Mark? No.
No, that's a relief. I'm sure there's people in Britain as well. I'm sure, you know. Not just the Turks. Share the blame out to everyone.
Okay, so... all right, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm very well, very well.
Have you got a pet or anything?
I have. I've got a border collie.
He's getting a stiffy.
They're lovely creatures.
She's knocking on a bit, though, Dave. Knocking on a bit. Getting on.
No, I respect that. What does that mean?
You respect it?
You know, every second counts on planet Earth. I'm not going to take that away from anyone just because of some selfish wants. You know, everyone needs their own time.
She's not so much a MILF. She's more of a GILF now. She's like knocking on a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the information. It's good to know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the dark with any of that info, you know.
No,
not that I'm planning to suddenly go out and start dating canines now. I don't want that that identity connected to me. I haven't given up on women quite yet.
No. No.
Still no potential.
So we have one moment in the podcast where David gets to ask the guest a question. It's the golden question section, and it's really taken off, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So David, you got one question to ask Mike, so over to you.
Here we go. I forgot about this part of the podcast, but don't worry, it's not an issue. Yes. So here's one I'd certainly ask. Looking at your kind of your frame, your demure, all those different elements. At school, were you the bullied or the bully?
I was somewhere in the middle, David, and that sounds like a kind of, a kind of Liberal Democrat answer, doesn't it? But
no,
I was somewhere in the middle, you know, I was kind of somewhere in the middle. Right?
So whoever you could bully, you would?
No, I was, Dave, I was pretty good. I was the guy in, you know, we didn't have a lot of bullying in our school, really.
Right, what school did you go to?
I went to school in Harrow, which is kind of a suburbia of London.
Where did you go to school, David?
I went to school at Barnum, St. Philip Howard's, and then just lots of Catholic schools, basically. St. Mary's. Someone from St. Mary's, lovely stuff. And St. Peter's, just all the saints,
yeah.
Basically. Lots of nuns and priests.
Did you?
Yep. Very, very Catholic based. The Edwards gang were very.
Because you would pray at the dinner table, wouldn't you?
I would pray at the dinner table.
Okay, so if the editor could stick a lovely little bed underneath here. Could you recreate the prayer that you'd have at the dinner table? Here we go.
I'm trying to remember. We'd all sit around, hold hands.
Would you?
Yes, we would. It was very... After church mass, we'd have a chat about the readings, the gospel. I mean, I appeared on Songs of Praise twice.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yes. Oh, thank you.
What?
Anything else to...
Were you in the just audience, in the crowd, or
I
were you?
I was on the slopes of Arundel Castle. It was All Things Bright and Beautiful. It was the Easter special. And I was... I was dressed as a turkey. And
turkey again?
Yes, once again. And just there I was in the background.
Dressed as a turkey?
Yes, it was all about the different animals and how we should respect them, which goes back to what we're talking about, isn't it? We should respect them. And I was just there.
Was anyone dressed as a Labrador?
No. No Labradors, unfortunately.
Right, right.
More like lions and bears and things like that.
So can we see this on YouTube?
I've tried to hunt for it.
I bet you have.
Definitely, it's definitely out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Right, anyway, so the editor's going to put a bed underneath this so that you're going to recreate the prayer that you'd have around the dinner table.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It was quite sure. It was what we're about to receive.
A bit of emotion.
Oh, sorry. Welcome, Edward's family.
I don't know.
He wouldn't say that. I don't know where I'm going with that. hold on. What we are all gathered here to receive, may we all be greatly thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. And then sign of the cross, simple as that. And then, you know, get into waffles and baked beans and brown sauce or whatever's hanging around, you know, then that was particularly popular. I remember McCain Peters being big then.
Yeah. Are you religious now?
Unfortunately not.
No.
And it's a shame, really, because I remember having, you know, you can feel...
Were you then, or were you questioning?
Very.
All right.
Sorry, yeah, it's a bit too much.
When did you start questioning it?
Probably university, perhaps, and started noticing no one else had those particular beliefs, then sort of questioning them, and it's a shame, really, because, you know, religion's great. You're very confident, you judge others, and you feel, you know, quite good about things, and suddenly that superpower's taken away from you, and you're just filled with questions and darkness, and there's nothing really around the corner for you.
Feel vulnerable.
Yeah, feel very vulnerable. You're just stuck as Clark Kent. You're never Superman. The cape's been gone. You
right.
Never get it back.
Yeah, are you religious, Mike?
No, atheist.
No. Right. Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I like Grimm's fairy tales, Perrault's fairy tales, but I'm not really. Hans Christian Andersen, I'm not really into the other stuff.
Huh?
I like fairy tales, but not, you know, I like a bit of evidence. I need a bit of evidence.
Right.
You know, sort of like a burning bush or something. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Anything, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen Dynamo walk on water, you know, on the telly, but, you know.
Have you seen Dynamo recently?
Not recently, no. He's put a bit of weight, hasn't he?
It's horrendous.
He's got weight, isn't there? Yeah.
He's sort of put, he's pulped up.
Oh, he's not well. What's up with him?
No, he's...
Crohn's disease. Yeah.
Goodness me!
Yeah, but he looks like he's picked out a harvester. He looks like he's
gosh, that's quite a shock.
I think we're getting to the end of the podcast with the old Dynamo's got Crohn's disease section.
I have to look into that. So that's a shame.
So we finished the operation, David. We've sewn you back up.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling?
Well, I hope both of you feel proud of what you've done.
Yeah, Mike, you found something in David's body while you were cutting him over. What
really
did you
was.
Find?
Well, it was a sewing spool. You know where you put the sewing stuff. It's only about an inch and a half.
An inch, a sewing spool?
Yeah, an inch and a half in diameter, Abe. I don't know how that got
in. You found a sewing spool in your thigh.
It was near your epiglottis.
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Well, not at all. I mean...
Well, you need to.
Why that would be that. Maybe the last person who sewed me up left it in there. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
A sewing spool... I'm really not sure. It's certainly something like... If it was in my
it's
leg...
It's not real, mate. Really concerned. It's not real.
Well, your answers are needed, aren't they? I do feel as though an answer's needed somehow.
Well, we've got to the end of the episode, everybody. David, one question I'd love to ask you is, how do you think your relationship with Mike is now?
I think very positive. I would call us certainly potential future friends... Oh, two thumbs up, that's good. Yep. Bond style, lovely stuff. I think I can see definitely, you know, if you were to invite me to a barbecue or you got anything in the future.
You said that to someone else. Are you just going to repeat the same shit?
No, not at all. No,
genuinely, how do you feel? Do you think you could...
I think you and me could spend a day out, just the two of us,
yeah,
and it would go well. There would be no tumbleweed moments. We could go to Starbucks, chat about politics, women, cars, whatever you want. And I wouldn't in any way feel as though I'd have to overly, you know, fill any gaps of silence.
What do you think, Mike?
Dave's got so many cultural references. I feel that we can bond on some level. I don't know, not quite sure what level.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we could. You
but
know,
you're up for going out with him for a day.
Well, you know, we could go out. You know, maybe have a slush puppy. They still do those. I don't know. Maybe
I would be up for
maybe
that.
Maybe I'm talking
definitely
about a bygone year there. But you know, it's
we could meet perhaps you know, Churchill Square type of thing, or by the clock by Waterstones.
That I believe is where the kids hang out now, Dave. You know, it's why go to the beach? You know, when you've got panoramic wonderful views, when you can hang out at the Churchill Square. Let's go there.
I mean, even now it's going quite well, yeah, isn't it? It seems to have a certain, should I say, quiet to it.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and thank you for David. Thank you to David and to Mike. What a special guest. And to James, our editor.
Yes, thank you, James. Great.
And we'll see
it.
You on the next episode. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a Mr. Box production.